We're going to start, though, off the top of the show talking about money because, you know, money is at the base of everything. Our money coaches who are on from month to month, their book is Unstuck. Today we have Sheila Walkington, one of the money coaches. How are you, Sheila?
I'm well. Thank you very much.
Excellent. Now, today we're going to talk about why budgets don't work. And that may sound like a funny thing to say or if you're a money coach, but because all these shows and things you look at, they're saying get a budget, get a budget. But sometimes it's just sort of, it just goes in one ear and out the other. Why don't they really work?
Yeah, so good question. One, I think a lot of people think about a budget kind of like at a diet. It's negative. It's about deprivation or control. So we're doing without or we're feeling very restricted. So it can be no fun and it's hard to stick to. So we're always saying, oh, I can't do that. It's not in the budget. Can't do that. It's not in the budget. And so I think people have a very negative attitude from the beginning to start with it. So, you know, we like people to have what we call a spending and savings plan, which is a bit more proactive and more living and breathing the action as opposed to sticking to a very restrictive budget.
Right, because a budget maybe is a little bit like no trespassing. You really kind of want to jump that fence, don't you?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we're so conditioned to, like, if we can't do something, we really want to do it more. So it holds us back and it keeps us sort of in a place of, you know, restriction, and I don't think that's ever a good place to operate.
No, no matter whether it's food or money, we can't say restriction because it just does not work.
No, exactly.
But with money, it's summertime and we kind of get this casual approach like, oh, you know, it's nice out. It's just money. I'll deal with it in the fall, just like Christmas. We'll deal with it in January.
Yeah.
And we see other people going on great trips and we want to travel. We want to do things. How can we deal with if we are tight for money and still have a good summer?
Yeah, well, you know, there's tons of things to do in the summer that are fun and free, and you know, as long as it's not pouring rain, we can go for hikes, we can go for bike rides, we can, instead of going for a nice dinner on a patio, we can go for coffee or breakfast, which tends to be a little bit cheaper, or just even the drink and not the dinner. So there's all sorts of things that we can do that doesn't cost a whole lot of money but still allows us to enjoy the beautiful province of B.C. Certainly the staycation is popular these days. You're just sort of staying at home and doing local day trips or, you know, picnics or hikes or anything that's close and inexpensive is still a fantastic holiday for many people.
And if you're here, you know, Hudson, we always like to pretend we're on a cruise ship arriving in Victoria. And if you were off that ship, you'd go, oh, my gosh, this is absolutely stunningly beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there's so many things to do. And I think, you know, I grew up here. I was born here. And we forget to go to the waterfront or go for that drive, get that ice cream cone. So take advantage of that. But say we're in this time of year and we want a budget for travel all year. Maybe we have one or two trips a year.
Mm-hmm.
I know you like the separate accounts for things, right?
Yeah. So this is a great time to start thinking about next year. If you're happy to do the staycation and cheap holiday this year, but you really want to do something sort of bigger or further afield, then start saving for it now. So go to your bank and see if you can set up like a no-fee savings account where you can start saving $100 a month or $50 a month or whatever you can so that you're starting to build your travel fund for the future, for your next trip. And I like to name them, you know, if you want to go to Hawaii or Mexico, you know, maybe name the account because the banks let you rename them. And I think it's always more motivating when you can see that this money is not just for savings. It's not just for extras. It's for your trip to Mexico or your trip to Hawaii, then it's really, really difficult to steal from it. So I'd say set it up now and start doing an automatic payment either once a month or on payday so it starts to build up and you can see that your dream is going to come true when the money starts piling up.
Because I would think that travel is probably the biggest expense that we don't really budget for or plan for, that we don't put that in our figures when we're looking at it because – oh, well, we're just going to take that, and people use a line of credit, and in your book, you always say that's not free money. So you have to look at these trips, how many you take, and divide that out among the year, right, and be realistic about it.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's the key, is to be realistic. So I always try to think about all the travel trips we're going to take, everything from, you know, going to see your grandma on Vancouver Island to a little weekend away with the girls in Whistler or the bigger family trip. And those are all, to me, travel costs. And whether you feel they're travel or vacation, you know, they're still travel costs. So think about all those little trips you're going to do throughout the year. be realistic about how much they're going to cost. Add them up, divide by 12 or by your number of paydays, and start saving every payday for these amounts. And if you find, wow, it's way more than we thought or way more than we can afford, instead of saying we can't do that, say, what will we do to make this happen? How can we find more money for these trips, or how can we do better and do them for cheaper or free? Or less money. So there's all sorts of ways that we can do this if we're willing to do what it takes to make our goals and dreams come true.
And this time of year, too, you know, maybe there's extra work you can pick up. Maybe there's a garage sale, a lot of things that you have excess around the house that you don't really need. Maybe an extra car.
Absolutely. Craigslist is great for selling stuff online or getting cheap new things if you feel like you can trade something in. But also the car, I mean, these days cars are so expensive. And I know in Vancouver we can use the, you know, Zipcar or Car Co-op or Moto, I think it's called now. And, you know, maybe there's a possibility to get rid of a car. But again, think about what it is you really want, and giving up a car might be really worth it if you knew you were getting that thing that was more important, if it's family travel or a bigger house or maybe, you know, cutting down to 4 days a week. We're often more willing to sacrifice one thing if we know we're going to gain something on the other hand, and hopefully that thing is way more important than the second car or, you know, those dinners out or whatever it is. We have to prioritize and really figure out how we can make those things work.
Right, because sometimes you can't have it all, especially at once. And for me, you know, the biggest house wasn't important as travel.
Exactly. Yeah, everybody's dreams are different, right? So really take a moment to think about what's most important in your life. And I don't just mean things, but activities or adventures or lifestyle or just free time. Like some people want to have more time with their children, or they want to have time to start write a book or a second job or a hobby. All of those things involve money in one way or another. So think about what's most important to you and then start brainstorming how you can make them happen, because there's always a way to make things happen. You just have to think creatively and really make sure that it's something that's important enough that you're willing to do what it takes.
Okay, when we come back after the break, I want to talk about those little things in the summer that may add up to a lot of stuff. Come back in a minute, and we'll talk about money. And now we're going to get back to money, because we're talking with one of our money coaches. They're authors, speakers, and the book is called Unstuck, How to Get Out of Your Money Rut and Start Living the Life You Want. We're talking about, you know, why budgets don't work, and especially in the summertime, we don't want to overspend too much and get in trouble. But, Sheila, the little things can add up, like going to the garden store, buying plants, stuff that you just think, oh, it's just one more planter, and every week you're going and buying more plants or pretty things to decorate the back patio, but they add up.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, I think that's one of our bigger expenses for some of our clients is the stuff they spend at the garden store. And, you know, there's all sorts of ways to keep it cheap and simple. I mean, obviously starting earlier with seeds is a great way of saving money. But if you're tempted to cruise the aisles of the garden store, you know, go with a set budget in mind and really try to stick to it and think about, you know, if I only have $50, what do I really want to buy, and how can I make those $50 stretch. The other thing you can do is you know, share with the neighbors, right? Because I know a lot of us buy big planters or, you know, a whole, like, six lettuces, and we don't always need all that. So start sharing with the neighbors. Or I know the thing that catches me is I always want to buy those beautiful hanging baskets. And my husband always says, you know what, Sheila, we have 10 empty hanging baskets in the backyard. Just get some dirt and start planting your own. So it's way cheaper if you do it on your own.
And it's more fun to kill a new one, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, buy one and then go on holiday and have no one water it for 2 weeks in the heat of the summer.
I know. And so take care of them. That's another thing, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Don't invest in this stuff if you're not going to maintain it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I say to myself.
Yeah, me too.
Tell me any examples you have of families, couples that you've helped with this kind of planning process that have had better summers or better vacations or better living arrangements because they have put some of this to action.
Yeah. Well, one example is in the summers we often have guests come to visit, right? And I have one couple who's just kind of got on the plan and they're really making it work, and they've really made some huge changes in their life, and they're feeling like, wow, this is great. We're finally out of debt and we're not adding to debt, and we're starting to save for a holiday, and they want to buy a new car and a house as well. And so they have their savings fund set up. But the girl's brother and kids are coming to town this summer, and she said, oh my God, last time they came, we spent about $1,000 when they were here. And I was like, oh my God, you guys don't have $1,000.
You call those freeloaders? No.
Well, you know, they probably just went to Science World Aquarium, and so this time they have a plan. A, they're going to, you know, they have some coupons that they can use if they do want to go to things like Science World or Aquarium. But they're also going to just really keep it simple. They live near the beach. The kids love the beach. And so they're just going to go for picnics on the beach and go for walks, go for hikes. They're going to barbecue, so not eat out. And so they've got a real clear plan this time, whereas last time I don't think they had a plan. You kind of go with the flow. But this time they absolutely do not want to spend $1,000. And they still want to have as much fun and great family visiting. So they have a very clear plan that they do not want to overspend, and just keep it simple and enjoy the beautiful BC beaches and parkland.
And maybe they won't stay so long next time.
Or than that, well.
Because, you know, my husband's what Mom used to always say, house guests and garbage start to stink after 3 days, you know. And she was always perfect, because it was a 3 or 4 day adventure, and it was wonderful.
Yeah.
Because then it leaves you wanting more on both sides. Yeah. And when you live in Victoria, a lot of people visit, especially if they're from, you know, cold weather. And so they do sometimes tend to stay for long periods of time, and it becomes a burden on people after a while. And I don't think sometimes families realize this.
Yeah, so you can be clear and just say, yeah, we'd love to have you, but we've only got these 3 days set aside, so let's, you know, make the most of it when you come. Or in this case, also my client was going to talk to her brother and just say, look, you know, if the kids want to do these activities, send them with some cash, and then they can, you know, if they want to go to, you know, the P&E or whatever, then they've got their own spending money for that kind of stuff, too. So just clear expectations.
Why is that so hard to say, though? You feel like a cheapskate. Yeah. Why is it so hard to say, you know, give your kids some cash?
It is hard, because we do feel cheap and we feel it's stingy. But you know what? It's being proactive and it's being responsible. And nobody wants, like, her brother absolutely does not want her to go into debt to entertain her children. So he will absolutely send them money and be clear with the children that this is for those activities, not for hot dogs and, you know, other things that they don't absolutely need.
So you kind of have to get your voice. You have to communicate and not be afraid of what's going to happen, because probably nothing bad's going to happen. What are they going to say? Great.
No, exactly. And I think it'll be everybody will be a lot less stressed, and we'll have our you know, it'll be clear on what we can expect, and hopefully it'll be a lot more fun and not, you know, no hard feelings on either side. And I think that's right, is finding your voice and being clear about your priorities. She absolutely wants to see her family, but she also doesn't want to go into debt to do it.
So, well, I think you've given us some great tips for this summer and how to get a plan. And then that can carry on to the fall, where you really start putting some numbers in your plan, and you won't have the same problem next year.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, plan ahead. All 12 months of them. Don't just plan 2 or 3 months. Think about the whole year, and now is a good time to start thinking about Christmas and winter holiday.
Lordy. Lordy. Sheila, how do people get a hold of you? They want to know more about you, your book, and what you guys do.
Absolutely. MoneyCoachesCanada.ca is our website, and if you want to buy our book, it's available on Amazon.ca or .com, and it's Unstuck, How to Get Out of Your Money Rut and Start Living the Life You Want.
Yeah, it's a great book. Listen, enjoy the weather today. Get out there and have some fun.
Perfect. Great.
And don't spend any money.
No, absolutely. Okay.
Take care. Thanks talking to you.
Okay.